Today's episode is less than 15 minutes long. And if you listen to the end, you're going to walk away with two awesome tactical, practical, implementable tips. The first is a 2-minute way to build awareness and mindfulness and meditation into your life. The second is a after-work routine that has been a game changer for me. Let's go.
Hi, I'm Jen Larimore, and like you, I'm a mom first, a mom of 5 to be exact. I'm also a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm on a mission to help working moms ditch the overwhelm and stress so that they are happier, calmer, and more productive. Let's go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving. If you're a mom who wears a lot of hats and you're looking for support, then you're in the right place.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to this episode of Mom First. I'm so glad that you're here. Today's episode is all about building some mindfulness into our day. Now, I know that if you're a busy working mom, the idea that you're going to build mindfulness or meditation into your daily life can feel really out of reach. And yet at the same time, there is so much well-documented benefit to doing so. My goal today is to bring you a very accessible, very simple, very easy, and research-based way to add mindfulness to your day. This is something that I use to help me chill out, to help me relax, and to help me be able to focus on and reach my goals every day. And it only takes 2 minutes. The other thing that I want to talk to you today a little bit about is an after-work routine and how I've really benefited from adding a specific component to my routine after work and how you might be able to do the same thing. Just to take a step back though, why might we want to do this? Why might we want to add these things to our lives? What benefit would we get from it? Well, when I work with a client that I'm coaching, a lot of times we focus on goals, and that could be a big picture goal. For example, like finding more balance, creating more ease, appreciating the journey, adding some joy to our life, finding more fulfillment. Those big picture goals are all totally valid and they're great. And what I really love to do is focus on really issue specific goals. So a lot of times I'll work with a client who says, yeah, I have a really issue specific goal around wanting to yell less at my kids, for example, or I want to not feel so stressed out when I visit my parents, or I want to create a routine of some kind. I want to work on increasing my productivity or reaching a specific goal at work. I want to add more time to my day. I want to drop 10 pounds. I want to run a 5K. All of these pieces where it's really easy to think of like a specific goal that you want to work on. And honestly, regardless of whether you choose to work with me on a specific goal or a big picture goal, no matter where the focus is, one of the things that really, really trips folks up is the day-to-day grind. Making space for learning those new behaviors, and then shifting away from the default thought patterns into thoughts that are actually going to serve them. And so we need to find a way to address those, and building a practice around mindfulness, whether it is meditation or journaling or some other tool or component, really helps us to find a way to build that intentionality, build that awareness so that we can finally address the underlying thought patterns that are getting us the results that we don't want so that we can get the results that we do want. All of that said, if you're a busy mom, you can feel like there is no time for meditation or breath work or body scans or journaling or any of that. When you're home with your kids during the day and you're trying to get them snacks or meals or down for naps, it doesn't feel like there's time or space for sitting down with your journal for 10, 15 minutes or pulling out the meditation pillow and sitting there for 20 minutes. That just feels not accessible to us during these points and seasons in our life. I get that. I can so relate. I have a distinct memory of when my oldest kids were toddlers, so about 10 years ago or so now. And it was a weekend morning, and I had woke up with the plan that today, that day, was going to be the day that I really finally started my mindfulness routine, and that would include meditation. So it was probably just like about 8 in the morning. My husband was with the two kids. They must have been like 4 and 2 at the time. And I sat down to meditate. I had made a plan. I was going to go out onto the back porch and do it. So I got distracted though on my way to where I was going to do my meditation. And I started picking up yard toys. And then I know I started weeding some of the landscaping around the porch. By the time I caught myself and realized what I had done, 10 minutes had passed. So then I was like, well, that's not going to work. There's too much distraction outside. I can't focus. So I'm going to try in our basement. But it was a mess down there with all the toys and the kids were running around above me. I then tried my bedroom. So of course, though, my kids found me in there and they interrupted me. I gave them back to their dad. And then I was like, okay, where can I go? I'll just go into the closet. I hid in our walk-in closet, and I no sooner sat down and got settled in there, had my eyes shut and was trying to, you know, breathe and kind of get into that meditative space. Then I hear their little voices coming into their room, the pitter-patter of their little feet, and I see their fingers reaching under the door of the closet, reaching for me. I know just about any parent out there can relate to this. When I think back at that memory, I know at the time I was so frustrated with myself. I wanted so badly to make some mental space for myself, to give myself that moment of meditation, to start the practice that weekend, to do the full 20 minutes that I wanted to do. I wanted to get the gold star, the A+. I wanted to be somebody who could like not see the toys laying out everywhere. I wanted that for myself. And truly, in that moment with where I was and that morning, it wasn't realistic for me at that time. If I could go back in time, I would first release all the judgment I had on myself at the time. And I would for sure give myself kudos and celebration for all the things that I was really good at during that time. Because during that time of our lives, I was incredible at meeting my little babies where they were. With all the snuggles, all the games, all the silliness, all the delight. And it was so awesome that as a family, we had so much love and connection, especially on the weekends, and we had so many adventures. If I could go back in time, I would tell my younger self that I was doing great at that time. And I would tell myself that if I did want to build a mindfulness or meditative type of practice into my life, that there were other ways to do that besides just the 20 minutes of quiet meditation that I was trying to get that morning. And I would explain that here's how you can do it. It's so easy. It's called a PQ rep. PQ is short for positive intelligence quotient. Positive intelligence and PQ reps are developed by a guy named Shirzad Shamin, and you can find out all about him and his work and the extensive research behind positive intelligence in his book. All of that is going to be linked in the show notes, but here's what you need to know right now. Positive intelligence is something that we all have. It's something that we also can increase too by building our resiliency or our mental fitness. That means that we build our capacity to respond to life's challenges in a positive instead of a negative way. In a more healthy way. This isn't positive thinking. This is more than that. It's about using our brain to help us actually to be happier, calmer, and more productive. If you are constantly feeling frustrated with yourself or with others, these kinds of PQ reps can help. If you want to build some space for bringing more joy or peace or gratitude or whatever into your life, building your mental fitness through these PQ reps can help you to be unshakable when life throws challenges your way. If you start off each day with the best of intentions when it comes to a goal or a to-do list, but at the end of the day, you realize you aren't any closer to achieving it, then these PQ reps can help you to build more awareness so that you can uncover what is throwing you off course and preventing you from achieving that goal. The awesome thing about PQ reps is that they only take a little bit of time and you can do them wherever and whenever. It's very simple. Just take a moment and then using any of your senses, so sight, touch, hearing, smell, any of those, just take a moment and focus with that particular sense on one thing. I really like to bring the attention back to my body. So for example, if I were going to do a PQ rep focused on touch, it might look like this. Take a breath, close your eyes, and notice your fingers in your hand. Press the palms of your hands together. Notice how it feels. Is it rough or smooth? Now rub two fingertips together. And you can do this for various parts of your body, whether it's the way your legs feel, how your toes curl, and what it feels like even when you wrinkle your nose or you try to move your ears, or maybe even when you shrug your shoulders. You can try this for any amount of time. I think when you're just starting out, just give it a try for 2 minutes. 2 minutes to try to focus and bring that attention back to your body. Now, I can hear you saying in your head, Jen, I'm so busy. I don't even know where I'd find 2 minutes at this point. No worries, because you can honestly do a PQ rep any time. That's what makes it so magical. That's what makes it such a game changer. You don't have to have like the perfect space and the perfect room and the ability to have it be quiet and sit down and have no interruptions. You can do this wherever you are, doing whatever it is that you're doing. So sit and hold your sweet little baby. Feel their breath come in and out of them and feel the breath come in and out of your body. Look at that baby and then really see them. And so here, like, focus on the sense of sight. Look at their lashes and their tiny hands and their little fingernails and all the shades of their hair. Notice how that when you look at their hair in this way, you see more shades than you ever even realized were there. This exercise of quiet, deliberate noticing is a PQ rep too. And so you have the time and the space to build this awareness into your life. And this awareness helps to increase your mental fitness. And what that does is it gives you the ability then to start to see and notice the thought patterns that aren't serving you. As you increase those mental fitness muscles, you'll create more space between the thoughts and your actions so that you can then choose something that is going to better suit you for whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. I know that it seems like, how could 2 minutes a day, a couple times a day help with this? And it does. You can even do these kinds of PQ reps during the workday. I do this when I'm headed into meetings, whether it's virtual or just down the hall or walking across from building to building. I take a minute to tap into one of my senses. I focus heavily on that one sense, whatever I'm doing. For example, it's autumn where I am right now. So if I'm walking outside, I think about all of the sounds around me, including the crunch of the leaves and even the wind rustling through the leaves that still remain in the trees. I listen to the sound of my footsteps, the sound of conversations happening around me, even my breath as I'm walking. Sometimes I can even hear the sounds of grasshoppers and birds too. There is more happening in that way around you. And if you take the time to tune into that sense, it brings you back into it and takes you away from all the chitter chatter that's otherwise happening in your mind. So give it a try. What have you got to lose? You have nothing to lose by giving this a try. So that's the first part of today's episode. I also promised you a tactical tip on reclaiming your day with an after-work routine. This is something that I just started in the last 2 months, and it has been awesome. Last summer, I was really struggling with bringing my work home with me all the time. Things were full at work, and I couldn't find a way to stop checking my email, stop thinking about projects or replaying conversations in my head, going down all kinds of rabbit holes all the time. Can you relate it all to that? Have you ever felt like even though you have physically left work, you're still there mentally? It was definitely what I was experiencing. And as a result, I wasn't able to enjoy my later afternoons and evenings as much as I wanted to. I was struggling to stay present, to stay fully present in the way that I wanted to. I know that this is something that a lot of people struggle with. And so I wanted to find a solution for myself with it. And here's what I came up with. I would make space and time after work before I picked up the kids to go home and change clothes and go for a short walk. Whether it was a 5-minute walk, a 10-minute walk, a 20-minute walk, whatever. Maybe I'd even do one of those PQ reps that I mentioned. This would be my new commute. And that's truly how I think of it now. This is my commute. This is what I need to do to get from work Jen to home Jen or mom Jen. This little bit of extra me time puts me in the mental space that I want to be in when I go and get my kids. It's been a game changer, honestly. My days feel longer and less rushed. I feel focused on being the kind of parent and partner I want to be at night. I show up with more intention. And instead of my day running me, I get to run my day. My friends, this has helped me so much in this regard. I would love to hear from you what you do for an after work routine. And let's share ideas. Let's empower each other to reclaim that part of our day for ourselves and for our families. Okay, my friends, thank you for checking out this episode. If it resonated with you, please be sure to head over to the Mom First podcast page on Facebook. There, you'll learn more about all the tools shared on this podcast. You'll meet other working moms, and you'll be in the know on my coaching program and the foundation that I'm creating to empower women-owned businesses to absolutely thrive. It's Mom First on Facebook. I cannot wait to see you there.